Chapter 10. The Ocean Can't Hide Everything. The next morning, Jonah, Prince Mortimer, and I head out to the beach as planned.
Is she really going to be here?
Prince Mortimer asks. Yep, she can't wait to see you again, I say. Jonah and I told him that the person who swam him to shore is here to see him. We left out the mermaid part, since he didn't believe us the first time we told him. He'll find out the truth soon enough. My plan is totally going to work. He's going to meet Lana and fall hopelessly in love. So what if she's a mermaid? That won't stop true love. In a few weeks, he'll propose, they'll get married, and ta-da! Happy ending. I glance at my watch. It's only 2 o'clock back home. We'll get Lana and Prince Mortimer together, and we'll still have 5 days to find our way back. We are really getting good at this fairy tale stuff. As we walk down to the shore, I spot Lana already waiting in the ocean. Her upper body is above the water and her tail is underneath. From this angle, you can't even tell she's a mermaid. Prince Mortimer's eyes light up.
That's her?
Yep, I say.
She's beautiful.
He practically skips all the way down to the water.
Hello!
She smiles back.
Hello?
Are you really the one who saved me from the shipwreck?
He asks. She nods.
I did. I brought you to Crescent Beach, and then Abby and Jonah pulled you ashore.
I am forever in your debt, he says, tipping his head. Come out of the water so we can talk.
It's so hot out, she says, blushing. Why don't you come in the water?
Nice one, Lana.
I don't have my bathing suit on yet, he says. Tell me more about how you saved me. You happened to be in the water that night?
Yes, she says simply.
I guess you were on another boat?
She smiles.
Something like that.
You have beautiful hair.
Thank you, she says, batting her eyelashes.
So you brought me all the way to safety?
She nods. His eyes are all shiny and moony.
That's amazing. You saved me, and you're so beautiful.
Thanks again, she says.
He clears his throat.
Will you marry me?
Wow, that was fast. I thought it would take a few weeks. But it only took a few minutes. Maybe it really is true love. Lana's smile lights up her face.
I will.
Fantastic,
he says, his eyes twinkling.
You will be my princess.
I should tell you something, she says. I am already a princess.
Surprise crosses his face.
You are? Princess of where?
Of the sea, she says, and with that, she dives into the water and shows him her tail.
His face turns white. Uh-oh. She reemerges, still smiling.
You have a tail,
he spits out.
I do, she agrees. I'm a mermaid.
He shakes his head repeatedly.
There is no such thing as mermaids.
Jonah laughs.
Prince Mortimer, she has a tail. You can't argue with that.
The prince waves his hands in front of his face and takes a few steps back.
I can't marry a half person, half fish.
What?
No. Why not? I ask. She can sleep in your pool or the hot tub. The hot tub is really relaxing. He keeps walking back toward his palace.
I just can't. I need a wife who can walk and dance. Someone who can live with me on land. I'm sorry, but this will never work. I take back my proposal.
You can't take back a proposal, I yell.
Yeah, Jonah hollers. Finders keepers.
There's a potion, I tell him. A potion you can take. You'll be able to live part-time with her under the water.
There are sharks under the water, he exclaims. And I'm not giving up my palace to live in some underwater cave.
What a romantic. And with that, he turns and storms back to the palace.
But...
Lana's voice trails off.
I don't live in a cave. My father's palace is just as nice as this palace.
I hurry toward her.
Lana, I'm so sorry.
She winces.
I told you this wouldn't work. I need legs to marry him. And the only way to get them is the Sea Witch.
Lana, I don't get it. Why are you so crazy about him? He just insulted your palace. And he's not willing to give anything up for you. Why are you going to give everything up for him? She purses her lips.
Because I love him.
I roll my eyes.
I can't help it. She's hopeless. There has to be another way. I rub my fingers against my temples. I need to think about it.
Well, I need legs. I have to go anyway. My dad is having a party tonight, and I said I'd be there.
Good. At least a party will keep her from visiting the Sea Witch. By tomorrow, I'll have another plan. Trust me, I'm very good at planning.
Jonah nods. She is very good at planning.
Just whatever you do, don't go to the Sea Witch. Deal? I ask.
Whatever, she says.
And then, without even a goodbye, she disappears under the water, leaving me to come up with another plan. Fast.